like the click of a remote.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Today, the world's biggest plasma television maker, Panasonic, wishes it could change the channel. The company says it'll post a $4.2 billion loss and cut 15,000 jobs. Slower demand and a stronger Japanese yen are to blame. Panasonic joins fellow Japanese manufacturers Sony, Toshiba, and Hitachi in posting huge losses. Time Warner says it swung to a fourth quarter loss of more than $16 billion. The company was hurt by a multi-billion dollar write-down for its cable, publishing, and AOL assets. A few of President Obama's cabinet-level nominees seem to have some tax skeletons in their closets. The latest is Tom Daschle, the former Senate Majority Leader, who withdrew his nomination to head Health and Human Services because of unpaid taxes. His nomination also raises questions about the president's new ethics rules. Here's Tamara Keith.
Right after taking office, President Obama issued an executive order aimed at halting the revolving door, whereby appointees move freely between the executive branch and the ranks of lobbyists. And while Tom Daschle was getting most attention for skimping on taxes, Melanie Sloan, director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics, was more put off by his high-paid consulting work that appeared to be lobbying in all but name only.
Lobbyist has a very narrow definition, and Mr. Daschle didn't fit within that definition, and there are plenty of folks who will both come to the administration who are like Mr. Daschle, technically not lobbyists, and then they'll go out and take jobs like Mr. Daschle has had.
Fred Wertheimer, the president of Democracy 21, another Washington good government group, describes the new ethics rules as groundbreaking. Still,
the bottom line here is lobbying is going to continue in Washington for as long as government continues in Washington.
Two other Obama appointees recently worked as registered lobbyists. In Washington, I'm Tamara Keith for Marketplace.
A little bounce in overseas markets this morning. Asian stocks were up by more than 2%. An improved Chinese manufacturing report credited for getting a rally going there. European shares mostly up. The Dow gained almost 2%, 141 points yesterday. NASDAQ and S&P shares gained between 1 and 2%. Investors are planning a multi-million dollar lawsuit over the collapse of Lehman Brothers. The target? The London-based bank HSBC. The complaint? Distributing Lehman-backed bonds. From the British capital, here's our European correspondent, Stephen Beard.
The lawsuit will straddle the globe. The plaintiffs are in Hong Kong, the defendants are in London, and the action is over the defunct American bank Lehman Brothers. Hundreds of millions of dollars are at stake. More than 40,000 people in Hong Kong bought Lehman-backed bonds, many of them from HSBC. The bonds are now worthless, and the investors hold HSBC responsible. Peter Hahn is with the Cass Business School. He says HSBC is a good target. It's been largely unscathed by the financial crisis and has deep pockets. Hahn says, regardless of the merits of this case, there's likely to be a wave of similar lawsuits.
What we've seen throughout the financial services industry of late is poorly researched acquisitions by banks, poorly researched investments made on behalf of clients by banks, and it's really open grounds for lawsuits.
HSBC says it'll vigorously contest the case. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Looks like Warren Buffett is taking a trip on a hog. Buffett bought a $300 million debt offering by the bike maker Harley-Davidson. The investor's known for picking up undervalued assets. And Harley's been struggling a lot lately. It recently reported a big decline in fourth quarter profits. It's also cutting 1,100 jobs. But with the news of the Buffett buy, Harley stock rose 15% in trading yesterday.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thomson Reuters, a source of intelligent information to businesses and professionals around the world. Thomson Reuters, knowledge to act. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com.
The Senate continues debate over a nearly $900 billion stimulus package. Congressional leaders are trying to have a bill ready for the president's signature before they recess for President's Day. Once the money starts flowing, who gets stimulated first? Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
The first Americans to notice the government has come to their rescue will be those on the low end of the income scale.
I think the first impact would be from spending on food stamps and unemployment compensation.
Lawrence Meyer is a forecaster with Macroeconomic Advisors. He says recipients tend to spend social safety net money right away.
That spending becomes somebody else's income, they spend a portion of it, and that continues, and the total effect on GDP is about $1.50 for a dollar of spending.
Meyer says the next money to kick in will be federal payments to state and local governments.
They're probably about to lay off workers or raise taxes. They're not going to have to do that. So a dollar of that aid to state and local governments can also be relatively quick and have a high multiplier.
Within weeks after the stimulus package becomes law, most American workers will see fatter paychecks as employers withhold less, as much as $70 a month. Len Berman with the Tax Policy Center says economists think a steady stream of money is better than one big rebate.
There's evidence from behavioral economics that if people get money in little increments, that they treat that more like income to be spent.
Meanwhile, businesses that have recently lost income will be able to count those losses against profits over the last 5 years. They'll be able to file for tax rebates right away without waiting for tax season. But Berman says there's no guarantee those business tax breaks translate into new jobs.
If you raise companies' after-tax incomes, they can hire more workers, they can do more investment. Those would both be good things. They could pay their executives more money, they could pay out more to shareholders, they could put the money in the bank. Those latter things do nothing to stimulate the economy.
And finally, nearly $300 billion in public works funding should start creating construction jobs, but the Congressional Budget Office says that part of the stimulus package will take the longest, 8 years in some cases. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Hey, we're online. You can check out marketplace.org, share your thoughts there. Of course, the number's there as well, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.